pro-family leader and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the third day of February, year of our Lord, 2014, welcome to the John Moore Show. Our friend Stan Deo has some serious health issues going on. We're asking for prayer for Stan, and we would appreciate that if you could include Stan in your prayer list. It is 4 degrees here, deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks, south central Missouri. Our continuing coldest winter in decades. It just goes on and on. Probably got about 5 or 6 more weeks of this, and we will get through it as we always do. Quick reminder, I am looking to accept and have speaking engagements this calendar year. If you'd like me to come and speak to your group, send me an email. My email address is at my website, thelibertyman.com, or give me a call at the following telephone number, area code 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. And before we get to our special guest, some interesting new articles posted at Dave Hodges' website. Dave is one of our Republic Broadcasting talk show hosts here, and his website is The Common Sense Show. We have a repeat performance this morning from a gentleman who's been with us before. Mr. Rich Sheban is the author of the book titled One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. And live from Montana, we have Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, John. How are you doing this morning?
Well, hanging in there. I got the fire built up, and the house is warming up, and life is grand.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna just so you don't feel like you're alone. We're going to be getting some real cold temperatures over the next week ourselves, dipping down into the negatives.
Well, you know, you're fairly close to Canada. I'm in South Central Missouri, which we haven't had a winter like this in decades. Literally, since the mid '70s, we had a series of about five pretty severe winters in a row. Where St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown, there were snowmobile dealerships opening up, and the mayor putting out a public call for people to loan the police their four-wheel drive vehicles because the cops couldn't get any place. We haven't had winters like that for more than 30 years, and here we are once again having them. So it's not fun, but we will persevere and get through it. Rich, your book has been out now how long?
It's been out for, I guess, about 3.5 months in that neighborhood.
You've never been a published author previously, so what about this experience is something different than what you expected?
Well, I'm really been moved by the responses I'm getting from the public, especially from the inspiration, motivation perspective of this book. I felt the need, because there's so many how-to books on self-sufficiency and off-grid living, and I felt the need, John, as you know, to discuss the financial, economic, social, and political reasons why we as Americans need to be more self-sufficient. Because people always ask, well, why should I do that? And when you put it in those perspectives and you use real, live, objective facts and not emotional, subjective opinions, right. I think it really hits home. And you know, it's kind of like when you were just talking a couple seconds ago about all this global warming, you know?
Right.
I mean, you know, people are starting to wake up and say, hey, we live in a society that the emperor has no clothes. And when you start repeating objective facts and truths over and over again, people can start to see, hey, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is real. This is really happening.
Right, right. Reaching out to people is something that we both do, you do and I do, and a lot of people, a lot of our listeners, they're listening to you and I speak this morning. They have their own efforts that they make, one-on-one with, friends and coworkers and siblings and so forth, people they go to church with mixed results. And we all do what we can, don't we, Rich?
Absolutely. In fact, I even have an analogy in my book that two-thirds of the people are very difficult to assist or to help. But, I try. I have a personal goal to help at least one person every day, and you know, it's fun to me. To me, it's the most rewarding thing to do is to give back and help others in some way that I can.
Well, a lot of people share your beliefs, and I certainly do myself. Rich, I've got a copy of your book here in front of me. It's a paperback book, right at not quite 200 pages. Close to 200 pages. Got some interesting graphics, some full-color graphics. And it's available on Amazon.com, isn't it?
Amazon, eBay, and Barnes & Noble.
Well, you hit the big three there. I've had mixed results with eBay for selling books, but I was selling my book on Amazon for a while, and I after my stock was deplenished, I took it off. But, Rich... the book is more of a social commentary than it is a how-to book, isn't it?
Well, the second half of the book, John, is a how-to book, which is basically my lifestyle. And the first part is a lot of commentary on the financial, economic, social, and political reasons why we need to be more self-sufficient. Because I need to use objective facts to get home, because it seems like the powers that be are running off of subjective emotional opinion in this country. And, people are confused. People are scared. People are losing their plan of action. And I'm trying to inspire them to become more self-sufficient in America. And, and I think it's working to some degree.
Well, the people listening to you and I here on Monday, the third day of February, span all economic strata. where there's people listening to you and I who would be hard-pressed to get more than a couple of bags of beans and rice, and others who have substantial financial wherewithal, and all the folks in between. But regardless of your financial status, there's always something you can do, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. We grow 90% of our own produce. We hunt our own meat and fish. We can everything. We don't even own a freezer. We have no running water in our cabin, no traditional running water, no interior pipes, no hot water heater, no pressure tank. So there's plenty of plans of action out there.
Absolutely. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the third day of February, visiting with Mr. Rich Sheban, the author of the excellent book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Rich, when people read your book and you talk to them or correspond with them, do they express their inability to do what you're doing, or do they say, "Boy, you've motivated me. I'm ready to go out and do it"?
I'd say there's a little bit of both, John.
I bet, yeah.
You know, I try to be as inspirational and motivational in the book as I possibly can, and that's what the background of the story is. And just for your listeners, if I do have a new website a buddy just put together for me. It's called offgridmontana.com. That's offgridmontana.com, and Montana is not abbreviated, it's spelled out. So right. If you want to go out there and look at some of the information about the book, some of the pictures that I live in my lifestyle, you're more than welcome to do that. And I have some radio shows, including some of John's shows on there as well.
Right, neat.
So to get more specific with your question, John, I would say that most people are someday Isles and do have excuses, whether it be a job or a family, or they're just afraid to make the move. And I got to tell it, there's uncertainty in everything you do today. And I would personally rather go into my deathbed at least trying to achieve my dreams and goals instead of being a someday Isle and giving up and not doing it. So if you have a love or an affinity for nature, if you want to be more self-sufficient, if you want to grow your own produce, non-GMO foods, eat meat and fish that doesn't have steroids, antibiotics, pesticides, you know, it's up to you. I mean, it's up to you to make that decision. I don't believe any decision should be done by the government. I think it should be done by individual merit, and it's up to you. And I hope I can inspire some people to be more self-sufficient and start thinking outside the box.
Right. Well, Rich, it's been my experience that if you talk to people in their 70s and 80s and you get to know them, and you get to the point where you ask them, is there anything you regret in your life? Typically, almost always, they regret things they did not do.
Absolutely.
Yep. And keeping that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this is your wake-up call. Now, Rich, you haven't mentioned it, but we talked about the first time you were on the air, and you mentioned it pretty extensively in your book. You've been dealing with some fairly heavy-duty and severe health-related matters personally for a long time, haven't you?
Absolutely. I've lost 90% of the strength in my arms. I'm getting some of it back. I was dealing with spinal stenosis and nerve damage, amongst other things. And I was trying to go part-time as a part-time job share when I was working with GlaxoSmithKline. Making a very long story short, they told me it was for women only, and I kept working before. I worked an extra 7 years with spinal stenosis. The last three, Merck hired me as the very first male job share. And I was having a lot of, I still have a lot of stinging and burning down my spine and my arms and sometimes my legs. And this little hobby farm life that I have keeps me physical enough to, so I'm not sitting all the time, not standing all the time, not walking on concrete and asphalt. That keeps me regaining some of my strength back a little bit, and it's a lifesaver. So
absolutely.
If you have any degenerative disease, I highly recommend moving out into the country because it could save your life. It really could.
Absolutely. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but you have found you get relief by using the energy cleaner, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's really helped my sleep. I really do.
Yeah, well,
Karen loves it.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
And Karen is your puzzle cue.
Karen's my girlfriend. We've been together over 12 years, and she loves living this lifestyle with me.
Outstanding. That's really happy that I'm happy to hear that. Now, the part of Montana you live in is also known as the Banana Belt, isn't it?
Correct.
And why is that?
Because we are the county that I live in northwest Montana, believe it or not, even though we are the most rural and we're close to Canada, it's also the lowest elevation in the state.
Right.
And I mean in the valleys, John, not necessarily in the peripheral parts of...
Right.
Yeah.
And that gives, given how far north you are, that gives you a somewhat milder winter than most of the rest of Montana.
I think it does, yeah. With what's coming down the pike this week with some negative temperatures, you might want to ask me that question a week from now.
Yeah, well, the whole, the continental United States is, we've had days in the last 2 weeks where every state in the Union, including Florida and Hawaii, had below freezing temperatures somewhere.
I don't know how that can be with all this global warming, though.
Well, if people read the paper at my website titled The Gulf Stream Has Stopped, they'll get a better understanding about what's going on and why. And that's the, just very quickly, when the Gulf Stream stopped, and it did stop in June of 2010, it no longer regulated the jet stream. And the jet stream and the sun are the two biggest things responsible for our weather. And the jet stream is doing absolutely bonker, crazy stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Getting back to your book, Rich, we've got, let's see how many chapters here, 13 chapters, 16 chapters. 16 chapters. I doubt all the feedback has been positive. Surely there have been some liberals that have thought you were being politically incorrect, possibly racist, possibly making statements they felt had bad intent. You must have got feedback like that also.
I am so glad you brought that up, John. Actually, I really haven't had much feedback of that because I use objective facts. And, you know, I've had a lot of liberals read my book. Some of them, a couple of them were my proofreaders. And they really, I said, is there anything that you disagreed with? And they said, I can't disagree with facts. And, you know, they say, oh, well, maybe that shouldn't have been in there. But then at the end of the book, when they're done, they say, you're absolutely right. And political correctness, one of the, I have a couple chapters, folks, on political correctness. One's called The Rise of Political Correctness and the Fall of the Middle Class. And basically what political correctness it allows is the people who are preaching tolerance and equality to be less tolerant. The people who preach tolerance are, doing exactly the opposite of what, or practicing exactly the opposite of what they're preaching. Basically,
right,
political
right.
correctness has just dominated American culture for so many years. It's a blunt, intentional indoctrination into a social agenda to keep basically the super rich, wealthy, and everybody else in the just getting by category.
Absolutely.
It's to eliminate our heritage, traditions, and everything that built America through control and social etiquette and shaming, bribing, intimidating, threatening. Basically, force is how they're doing it. And people are starting to realize that there's nothing true about it. It's an emperor has no clothes society, and people are starting to stand up.
Right, right. Well, part of this, of course, is the very wrong-headed tolerance of Islam in the United States, and that will not have a good end. These clerics, these Islamic clerics and imams are representatives of alien cultures and foreign powers and foreign money that does not have our best interests in mind, do they?
No. Well, and one of the examples I put in my book of political correctness, I don't know if you recall, John, was the Fort Hood incident. And we can't have special rules, laws, and accountabilities on American soil. And we do. We have a special tiered system of rules, laws, and accountabilities. And it's destroying our synergy.
Absolutely. We got a break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the third day of February. Freeze-dried guy has long-range patrol cold weather rations. This is really special. They come in white pouches to help a little bit with the camouflage if you're out in the snow. 20 meals per case. We'll talk a little bit about one of these. There's quite a few there. Chili Mac with beef. Chili Mac with beef. Now, the pouch itself only weighs 4 ounces. You add 16 ounces of hot water. That's 3/4 of a canteen cup to the pouch. You stir, close it over, wait 10 minutes, and then you eat a tasty meal of Chili Mac with beef. Now, these meals have one-third more meat than regular freeze-dried backpacking meals. So you get a lot of good protein there and fat and calories. You need protein, fat, and calories. You're out in the bush 24/7. Trust me, you do. Fat is your friend, not your enemy, when it comes to having energy in the cold weather. A case of these meals, sale price, $150. You can get all the details at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. Visiting with Mr. Rich Sheban, the author of the excellent book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Rich, I visited your website during the break. Congratulations, very professional, great graphics, laid out very nicely to find different things. And my congratulations, sir. Very well done website.
Well, thank you very much. I couldn't have done it without my buddy.
Well, I wouldn't have a clue on how to do such a thing as set up a website. We got a caller here, a regular caller, Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
I just wanted to amen what Rich just said about the people I refer to as the tolerance tyrants led by the limousine liberals. And tolerance means that you have to tolerate anything they say, and they don't have to tolerate any of your opinions. They are inherently tyrannical by nature. You know, any time you presume to disagree with them, you will be excoriated as being racist, sexist, anti-Semitic, and a hater, period.
Yeah, and that's if you talk about living a lifestyle like they live, where their children have private tutors or go to high-end private schools that are not part of No One Child Left Behind, No Child Left Behind, or Common Core, or any of that silliness the rest of us barefoot peasants have to deal with.
Right. They are flaming limousine liberal hypocrites, one and all, and unless people, you know, unless a crescendo of revolt against this arises, you know, verbally, I mean, they need to be taken to task, or they will simply continue to do what they always do, and that's ride roughshod over everybody. And pity the poor fools who think that by throwing in with them, they're affiliating with power, because they will be backstabbed just as the brown shirts in the long run.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why we have to speak up, because when you hear people use the words controversial, bigot, racist, homophobe, sexist, chauvinist, extremist, white supremacist, all this stuff, you know, basically it's a distraction. What's going on is, folks, is what I call the triple D effect: distract, dumb down, and divide. And it does everything but create synergy in America.
Absolutely. Glenn, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Have you been surprised, Rich, by the consequences of your becoming an author?
I've been pleasantly surprised, John. A lot of people, believe it or not, people, they appreciate the second half of the book, the how-to, my lifestyle, and they're all saying, what a great adventure you lived and everything. But to be honest with you, the majority of the great feedback I'm getting is the beginning part of the book, the financial, economic, especially the social and political reasons why we need to be self-sufficient. And I have people coming to me on the street and saying, hey, are you going to do a second edition? I have another victim group status story for you. I think if I had to think of an analogy, as somebody who's been living in a concentration camp for 20, 30 years, living on bread and water, and then all of a sudden they are released and they can eat proteins and enzymes and vitamins and minerals and amino acids, and they're getting healthy. It's almost like when they hear the things that I'm saying on radio shows, or they read my book, they feel like it's more oxygen going into their system, and they feel relieved. And I think people need to get confident. In the book, I discuss that ignorance, apathy, and indifference is one of the main reasons why we're losing our middle class. But the main reason is the fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect. In other words, the fear of saying the truth.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And we're going to politically correct ourselves to death as a nation, aren't we?
Oh, it's totally destroying us. I can give a long list, John, of all the hypocrisies that are out there, and how these behaviors do nothing but divide America and do not create equality. In fact, if you look at, remember when Barack Obama mentioned that phrase, "You didn't earn it or build it"? Basically, it was so recipients of affirmative action and quotas could feel equal. If you look at race and gender relation indexes across the country, you'll see Obama's numbers got way worse since he became president. And you look at job growth numbers in America, you eliminate part-time and government jobs, incorporating the formula, all the employed that have dropped out of the workforce, it's a disaster. And, I mean, 40% of Americans have $500 or less in savings. 43% of Americans spend more than they earn each year. 83% of U.S. stocks are owned by 1% of the people. Where's the equality? Basically, what all this is doing is part of the distraction formula. It's creating and fluffing the nests of the super wealthy, and everybody else is falling in line into serfdom. There's no equality. It's all Absolutely. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Absolutely. We got a caller here. We got Mike in North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John, and good morning, everybody. By the way, it's a little bit warmer here. I heard your last caller call in about the elite, and in some work that I used to do in finances years ago, what I found out in working with these people, I got to, matter of fact, one of my best friends was one of the 10 richest people in North Carolina, by the way. So I got to meet a lot of people through him, and then you know how the snowball goes. What I found out is that these people, they don't really share. And the thing that I found out with them is that when most of the time, 99% of the time, when they give money to things, it's because their names get in the newspapers, it's because it's a prestigious thing. They're not giving because they're giving from their heart. And then they usually find a way where it's a control mechanism to them. So you start dealing with these really, really rich people, and when we start talking about the super rich that control our banking system, they have an ulterior motive for everything, and they look at us like we're their slaves. And that's how they look at us. Like
if they look at us at all.
If they look at us at all. And I even met some unsavory characters along the way, let's just put it that way. And even the guys that work for them, even though they make very good money, they're very controlled, like they're a slave to the situation that they're in. In other words, they're always disposable. And that's a scary, scary, scary thought if people think about it.
It is.
And when I was growing up, by the way, when I was young, I grew up in probably one of the nicest houses around here, but you know it had no indoor plumbing because my grandfather was born in the late 1800s. And I kind of know what off-grid living is. And what they've done is they purposely have taken us away from being independent like that to where now they got running water out here that you have to tap into. You know, in places around the United States, they don't want you to grow your own food anymore to come and plow to your garden up.
Right, right.
And so they purposely tamed, but I know what it's like, and I know we're going to have to get back to that, or else we're going to be controlled by these people. And at any rate, that's all I wanted to say.
Mike, before you get away, I got a question for you. If you wanted to build a barn out behind your house, would there be any permits or building inspections of that nature?
Are you kidding me? When I grew up, you could build what you want to. Now, are you kidding? There'd be so many inspectors out here telling you what you can do and can't
do. I thought that would be your answer, Mike. Let me interrupt you. Come to the Missouri Ozarks. You can build anything you want, anywhere you want. No permits, no inspections, zippo, nothing.
In other words, free people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, my people here in eastern North Carolina, well, just say North Carolina, they have lost their sight of freedom. They don't even understand what freedom is anymore. And they'll look at you like you've got three heads once you start speaking about freedom. They have lost the sight completely. And
the Agenda 21 is not going very well in Arkansas, Missouri, Ozark. They've tried it twice, and they get shot down almost literally each time. Mike, thank you for the call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the third day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting articles and free downloads there. You'll find the energy cleaner for sale. Get the energy cleaner, sleep on that field of energy every night like I do and like Rich Sheban does. Wake up pain-free with more physical energy, more mental energy. Than you've had in years. The Energy Cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, with answer phone answered by very nice young men and women in St. Louis, Missouri. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Mr. Rich Sheban, the author of the excellent book available at Amazon and eBay. And is it Barnes & Noble, Rich?
That's correct.
And anyway, the title of the book is One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. We got a caller here. I thought he may have been carried off by the gypsies since I haven't heard from her for a couple of weeks. Mr. Steve O'Neill. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, John. Good morning, Rich. Pleasure
morning,
to meet you,
Steve.
Rich, I thoroughly have enjoyed your book. And really, we need a number of hours of program time just to discuss all the implications.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Tremendous sociological effect, and your book speaks to the heart of it. Honestly, it appears we're going to have a grand mal breakdown of our country at some point in the near future. Really, the question ultimately is the issue of rebuilding and how that we will redevelop our cultural and functional country again after what? A Russian occupation? God only knows what. Personally, I'm being bought out by Agenda 21. I'm on a very nice stream down here in the Ozarks, and I'll be moving for various reasons, one of them being that my home's going to be gone. It would be very tempting to go up there and visit you on my travels.
Well, you wouldn't be the first one, and I try to keep my doors open, Steve. I'm getting, because of my book and the radio shows that I'm doing around the country, it is very difficult to even respond to everybody. But I'm trying really hard. One of my objectives is to help as many people as I can. And you sound like a very smart individual, and I'll tell you right now, I make it very clear to everybody I'm just an average Joe, and I was born and raised in the metropolitan area of New York City. And I'm doing this not just because of survival reasons and the off-grid market and all that stuff, the prepper market. I'm doing this because I love nature. I hope that this book and some of the things that I say on the radio, folks, gives people some motivation to move out to the country and start to regain some skills to get their life back in order, because we need to regain the 19th century skills that we've lost as a country, but dovetail them with 21st century technology. And it's a great life. It's an exciting life. And in the book, I talk about building your immune system, the GMO foods, all the things that we have forgotten that builds nutrition. And I think, John, we can even have a show on that one day, and I can talk all about nutrition. And I think people could just be so much happier and healthier if they did this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, indeed. The entire nutritional base of our country is responsible for 80% of our problems itself. Have you been able to develop a community effect up there?
I think there's a big community effect here in Northwest Montana. There is, absolutely. And I think there's like-minded folks up here, and people come here for the right reasons. They come here for the love of nature. They want to be self-sufficient. People, the middle class are losing ground, Steve, and they don't know where to invest, where to live, and how to do it. And I hope that this book can be a template for some folks to pick up and move to rural states. And every state has rural land. Every state, even Jersey. I make a joke about that. And it's up to you to make the move and to make that decision. But the information's out there. And one of the reasons that my book is only half how-to and lifestyle is because you can get on the Internet and press a button and get all the information you want. And that's why I discuss the why so much.
Indeed, I'm already rural. I made that decision more than a decade ago. I completely understand what you're saying. I'm going to stay that way largely. We're going to have to redefine our country from the outskirts. I think the cities are going to be destroyed, well, if not already.
Well, yeah, 90% of Americans, Steve, live in urban suburban America. I mean, that's ridiculous. You talk about what happened with the Great Depression. What if we have a financial economic collapse, an EMP? So many things could happen, and it will be very destructive. It'll be 10,000 times what Hurricane Katrina was.
Absolutely.
And if people can move rurally and start regaining some skills, real trades, skills, instead of, you know, and I went to colleges, I got degrees, I think they're worthless. 90% of college degrees to me are worthless. I think trades and skills is where it's at today, especially with the deterioration of our country economically, financially, socially, and politically.
There's so many things we could talk about. I probably should turn over to another caller if there is.
Well, we're not going to have time for another caller. Steve, I appreciate your call. Let's talk sometime today.
Stu, pleasure being with you, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
Right. Rich, I agree with you. There's a trade school in St. Louis that my dad went to go for the plumbing skills, Rankin. That was back in the 1930s. They guarantee solid job offers to anybody who completes their programs, whatever it might be in welding or carpentry or plumbing, heating and air conditioning. These are jobs that starting salaries for young men in their early 20s, $40,000 a year plus, and these jobs are going unfilled.
Yeah,
unfilled,
yeah.
Absolutely. Every day of the week, unfilled jobs, high-paying jobs, entry-level, where within 5 to 10 years, these guys are making $50,000, $60,000 a year of unfilled jobs because the men and women with the skills simply aren't there.
Well, you know, John, if you gathered all the unemployed in America, we would be the 68th largest nation in the world. And government employees earn 60% more than the private sector. There's no way the private sector can keep affording to pay these bills. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I have one of my chapters of starting self-sufficiency preparedness schools, which is basically trade schools around the nation.
Right, and there's some other attempts to do that. That's where the action is. There's you hear all this wailing and gnashing of teeth about the economy and lack of jobs. There is no lack of jobs. There's lack of people with skills, but there's no lack of jobs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, yeah. And if we can reduce the size of government and create tax incentives, I would love to see even property taxes get eradicated for 10 years for everybody, just so we can get back into some tangibility. And we're desperate for that as America. I mean, we have a stock market that's so manipulated and corrupt. I mean, the powers that be are addicted to paper investments. We need to bring tangibility back.
Owning real estate for most young people, when I say young people, people under 40, especially those under 30, is a non-starter these days because of the expense and property taxes involved.
Absolutely. Property taxes are killing the whole investment structure of real estate. And that's one of the reasons why I'm such a huge proponent on buying acreage, land, and living in a shack if you had to. And because taxes, maintenance, everything is directly proportional to the size of the home.
Absolutely.
Rich,
we're pretty much out of time here. I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with me. Ladies and gentlemen, the title of the book is One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana, available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBay. Rich, thank you for your time, sir.
John, it's always an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
It was fun. Thank you, sir. We'll have a fun week this week. We should have Dr. Phil with us tomorrow to talk about health-related matters. Professor McCanny Wednesday, my friend Reverend Tim Spencer Thursday, and as always, Ann Morrison this coming Friday. We're planning on a meetup this Thursday evening, and I believe I will be the speaker, road conditions allowing. That's it for the day. You all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, energy cleaner, firearms and ammunition now while you can. Never ever give up your gun. Have a safe, fun, productive day, and God bless America.